On tonight's devotion on Hands Full of Purpose, we hear from author and International Development Director for Hellenic Ministries, Nico Bukas.
Today we want to talk a bit about Zacchaeus, the little man who was a big sinner. We all know people that we think are most unlikely to find salvation. And throughout history, there have been people that most people would have thought would never become true believers. There was Saul, who was on a mission to persecute the church and then had a dramatic conversion on the road to Damascus and became Paul, the greatest missionary in history. John Newton was a slave trader who became a notable Anglican priest, author, and hymn writer. There was Billy Sunday, who was a rough professional baseball player who later became a famous evangelist who reached thousands of people with the gospel. There was Chuck Colson, who was known as President Nixon's hatchet man, and he gained notoriety at the height of the Watergate scandal and served 7 months in prison. Colson became an evangelical believer in 1973. His conversion sparked a radical life change that led to the founding of the Prison Fellowship, and Colson also became a public speaker and the author of more than 30 books. Perhaps you have people in your own family who seem completely beyond the pale. You may have prayed for them, you may have spoken to them, you may have pleaded with them, but still they stubbornly refuse to come to God. In the Bible we read about Zacchaeus, who was a wealthy man. He had need of nothing, but his riches didn't satisfy him. Beyond the outward trimmings, he needed to find peace with God. As Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul?" He knew that there was more to life than a healthy bank balance. He began his search to find the way, the truth, and the life. It wasn't easy for him. He was a short little guy, so he couldn't see over the crowd. He was hated by the community, so no one was going to help him to get anywhere near Jesus. But Zacchaeus was determined to find Jesus. Nothing was going to stop him. I have to ask you, are you serious about finding Jesus? Are you willing to risk losing your friends and being mocked and ridiculed for having gone religious? Zacchaeus was determined to find the Savior who could change his life. He climbed up a tree, and now he had prime seats and could see Jesus. But more importantly, Jesus could see him. He thought he was seeking Jesus, but Jesus was seeking him. Jesus saw a man in need. Jesus saw beyond his cheating, his trickery, his manipulating and stealing of people's money. He saw a sinner in need of salvation. Then Jesus called him by name, Zacchaeus. He wasn't just a face in the crowd. He was an individual with needs, with a burden of sin, and a sinner that needed to be saved. Then Jesus uttered that wonderful word, come. Right through the Bible, God is calling us to come. To the skeptic and the doubter, God says, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. To the seeker he says, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters and drink. And you who have no money, come. Come without money, without price, come. And to those who are burdened with anxiety and the cares of life, he says, come to me. All of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. To those who fear rejection, he says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. However, those the Father has given to me will come to me, and I will never reject them. And in the last book of the Bible, the final chapter, we read, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let everyone who hears this say, come. Let anyone who is thirsty, come. Let anyone who desires drink, drink freely from the water of life. God is calling us all to come to him. When Zacchaeus encountered Jesus, his life was turned around. He was a new person. His money and his riches were no longer a priority in his life. He said, I will give half my wealth to the poor. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. It is easy to come to a church or an evangelistic meeting and make a token decision, and then life goes on without any change. But the Apostle Paul said, that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. You probably know that verse, that if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Jesus told the parable of the sower spreading the seed. Some of the seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured it, and they never got going in their Christian walk and faith. Then there were those who received the word with great excitement, but there was no root and no endurance, and as soon as there was some opposition or temptation or persecution, they simply fell away. The thorns, the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choked others. They let the world around them squeeze them into its mold, and they never got going and growing in the Christian life. Not everybody that makes a decision for Christ at some church or evangelistic rally continues on the way. But the fourth group were those where the seed fell on good ground and yielded much fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. They had a genuine conversion experience. Their lives were changed. They were new creatures, new creations in Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus' life was transformed. He was no longer the greedy, grabbing tax collector. He became the generous giver. His riches no longer possessed him. He was a free man. Now he truly became a rich man. He was no longer imprisoned by greed and deceit. The Bible says that it is wonderfully liberating to become a giver. It says it is more blessed to give than to receive. In life, you can choose between being a giver or being a grabber. We think of a modern-day rich man, John D. Rockefeller. He was strong and burly. As a young man, he was determined to earn money and became rich and drove himself to the limit. At the age of 33, he earned his first $1 million. At the age of 43, he controlled the biggest company in the world. And at the age of 53, he was the richest man on earth and the world's only billionaire. Then he developed a sickness called alopecia, in which the hair of his head dropped off his head and his eyelashes and his eyebrows disappeared and he was shrunken like a mummy. His weekly income was $1 million, but he was only able to digest milk and crackers. He was so hated in Pennsylvania that he had to have bodyguards day and night. He couldn't sleep. He was a miserable man and enjoyed nothing in life. Those sleepless nights set him thinking. He realized that he would not take 1 cent into the next world. Money was not everything. So he began to give it away. He was a new man. He began to help churches with his amassed wealth, and the poor and the needy. He established the Rockefeller Foundation, whose funding of medical research led to the discovery of penicillin and other wonder drugs. He began to sleep well again, to eat normally and enjoy life. The doctors had predicted that he would not survive beyond the age of 54. He lived to 98. He discovered that it was more blessed to give than to receive. He discovered the joy of giving and the joy of living. By contrast, Jesus told the story of a rich young ruler who was also seeking. He came and knelt before Jesus, seeking advice and counsel. He said, "What good thing must I do to inherit eternal life?" He was an honorable young man. He kept all the commandments and lived a life above reproach. But there was one thing keeping him from God. That was his riches and his possessions. When Jesus told him to give it all up, he went away bitterly disappointed. Not only did he have possessions, but his possessions possessed him, and had all that money could buy, but he did not have the things that money could not buy. Zacchaeus had everything, but he did not have peace with God. Until that day when he met Jesus, it turned his life around. He showed his true conversion experience and commitment to Jesus. Money was no longer his master. Jesus was. People thought that Zacchaeus was a wealthy man, but actually he was only a bankrupt sinner who needed God's gift of eternal life, the most expensive gift in the world. Zacchaeus was not saved because he promised to do good works. He was saved because he responded by faith to Christ's gracious words to him. Having trusted the Savior, He gave evidence of his faith by promising to make restitution to those he had wronged. Saving faith is more than pious words and devout feelings. It creates a living union with Christ that results in a changed life. When a day begins, you never know how it will end. For Zacchaeus, that day ended in a joyful fellowship with the Son of God. He was now a changed man with a new life. Jesus is still seeking the lost and yearning to save them. Has he found you? Jesus said, I've come to seek and to save that which was lost. Has he found you?